Was as the BT1, the BTS, it's the BTC Joe. Just checking in here for a daily update. Might start to do these more frequently, kind of just push the limits of how much content we can handle. See how that grows over time, kind of force us to address and solve the scalability of that aspect of it. Although that may not be the most important right now, so we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll just start rapping off the dome or something, doing some daily freestyle, something to fill the space. But we'll see how it all evolves and what's most important next. Plenty of things to take care of. No lack of solutions to or methods to address all of these hurdles. Really not hurdles, just building it all out and just different design philosophies with it all, methods and materials used and whatnot. But for the most part, it's all mapped out and I gotta kind of just put in the work, right? That's what it's all about, baby. So what's been popping, right? Lots of stuff happening on the TSN. First off, we got LTC Joe claims he's learned JavaScript overnight. I don't know if he's just messing or I have serious stuff to tell with him, but he did kind of show me a file with tons of JS. In it, it was kind of like a template that he was working on, written in JS, and he had kind of all the building blocks sort of mapped out, so he could just fill in each one for different types of dimes and whatnot. And then the way he describes it, he sees it could just be like an input file into client, like a script that a client would read and then parse out and execute different functions, I guess, is the way he envisions it. But anyway, whether he actually learned it all or sort of like reverse engineered it, right? Like the way he described it, it's like, he's new to all this stuff, just like me. We're all kind of new to it and learning on the fly, but he really picked it up quick, and he's like, well, you come across this new thing, different type of languages of code, and it's all kind of alien to you. So what do, right? Well, you could read 10 books and get a 4-year degree at ITT Technical and still not know it, or you could just jump in there and kind of look at what the code is doing, and you have examples of the code, and well, the code produced this and it started out with this. So he's kind of like reverse engineering this technology to see, how it all works. And then it's like, well, I can recreate it by doing this, which will produce that in code and all that. Now, it's kind of interesting, you do want to kind of learn it as well. It's kind of like shortcuts. You want to be able to recognize if someone's putting something foreign in there, right? Which he kind of actually even noticed. There were some things sort of input in the code that he didn't know where it came from. But it wasn't anything that's important because in the TSN, there's things that matter and there's things that don't, and what gets in the message, which is signed by an address, is sacrosanct to it all. And then we're starting to add things on the pages, which could play into things, but nonetheless, that was just something he picked up on. And so it's like, yeah, this dude's a fucking quick learner. He even can pick out even could notice some of the nuances within the code. He does kind of get a lot of flack, right? Because he's like, kind of a rebellious motherfucker. He says what he wants, and I kind of like that. Doesn't take anyone's shit. And well, if you're putting up, right? If you're contributing as much as you are, it's all good with me, right? Someone was getting on his case because he's like racially insensitive or some bullshit they were saying. I mean, maybe that's just a product of the times. It's like the dude's fucking black himself. I've met him, so there's that aspect. I mean, that doesn't mean you can do whatever you want, but or say whatever you want. But nonetheless, he is black, so that was kind of awkward when some people didn't understand, didn't I mean, how could they have known that aspect? But then there's the fact that, I mean, I've heard his story, right? So it's different. Like, we've gotten into it before, so I know a bit of his background, and and he said I could share this if I wanted. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about all that, but about his history, it's not where he's at now. But he actually grew up in West Philly, in a rough neighborhood. So it's like you're not gonna tell him what's what. And he had his own phases where he was sort of a jokester and paid the price for it also. Now he knows, since he's learned his lessons, he's like, I can't take life too seriously, he says. But yeah, I don't know if he wants to get into it. I don't want to do his whole life story, but he did grow up in West Philly, and he kind of like he worshipped Malcolm X at first, but it was kind of just like he didn't know much about him. And so when due to circumstances, he had to move in with his uncle, I believe it was, in Bel Air, and was messing around, and his uncle kind of challenged him, and he's like, "Son, I got the poster of Malcolm. I know all about this shit." But his uncle, even though his uncle is pretty well off, was like, "Son, you don't know fucking shit. You want to learn about black history, go take a class with his wife, or LTC Joe's aunt, actually used to teach classes in black history." So they kind of like took him in to get him a real first-hand look in it all and learn about like the Underground Railroad and Harriet Tubman. And he really, learned his lessons with all that, and eventually created a better bond for him and his aunt and his aunt Vivian and his uncle Phil. He learned a lot, but so now he just bullshits. Because it's like I've been through it, right? So anyway, like before you get on the man, learn about him, right? And eventually you'll want to fucking take him out for a drink. He's a fun guy, and his cousin is fucking that much funner. I went out with him once. His cousin is like a hilarious dancer. He does like the Running Man and all. His cousin Carl, right? Or Carlson. Anyway, enough about LTC Joe. Moving on. What else was there? Oh, right. Yeah, no. So Jay, right? This guy Jay, we've heard about him before. I've spoken about him, excuse me. And just something I noticed and kind of reached out to him about, which was interesting, was his most recent dime. He was like talking about Zero Hedge article. I think it was something about the mansion and the Eyes Wide Shut and that whole thing. Whatever it was, you could go check his BPS out, his block publishing server on the Dimes page, and see what I'm talking about. But anyway, he put out a dime, and you know, he updated the whole format and all that, which is great, like we expected with the media and all that. Looks good. But so anyway, he put out, he's using, you know, if you put out, if you use a picture, you can put that in the media section, which links to the actual dime, which is cool. That's like that bullshit site we all used to use, Twitter, right? So that's cool. But what I'm getting at is he didn't like have any link to, he put the picture in the dime, but there was no anchor, for lack of a better, or there's no, nothing tying it down into the actual message or evidence of the picture itself, except for that it was in the signature page of the dime, which was definitely interesting. But is that okay, right? Because every thus far I've been putting some type, whether it's the link of the imager, or you know, whether it's the actual link of a TradingView chart I saw LTC Joe did, and then he also embedded it into the site. But the point is, whether you're embedding it or just posting a picture into the signature page, we had been putting some type of sort of anchor into the message itself, right? Because it's just more secure that way. But so Jay only put the picture, but nothing sort of linking, sort of anchoring the picture into the message itself. So is that wrong per se? Well, it depends how you look at it. So I was talking to him about it. I thought this was just sort of a mishap or an oversight on his part, or lazy or something, right? But it turns out he thinks about it a bit different. So he was taking what I was saying about the three forms of signing, right? So there's the three forms of signing. When you do a TSN reference, right, or signature, there's the fact that you are signing the message, which produces a unique fingerprint or signature as aspect one. Then there's the fact that it's being posted on a TSN valid account, or block publishing server, right, is the second aspect. So it's signed, it's published on a valid account. What's a valid account, right? A valid account is an account that has, you know, done the whole hello world, establishing that account or opening that account as a valid TSN account. So that's number two. And then there's number three, is the fact that the signature itself or fingerprint is actually put in your block, right? In your TSN block. So that's the third aspect, which makes it even more secure, because eventually blocks are committed to by establishing the time, which creates a unique hash for that block, which is built upon over time because it's referenced in the following block. You know, each block has the previous block hash, and so on. So those are the three aspects. And so what's the major point is that Jay claims it was intentional that he did not anchor the picture in, because the way he puts it, that is more work, and I guess it sort of takes up space in the message, isn't that? Point is, it's more effort and work. And do you need it? Because more importantly, you're already getting the other two aspects of signing, right? You're getting a message that is signed, which he had from his address, and you're getting, and it's signed from, or you're getting all three. I'm sorry, I'm misphrasing, it's complicated. You're still getting all three, and that the message is signed and it's on a valid account and it's referenced in his block, but the picture itself is only being, is getting one of three. The picture itself is being posted on a signature page, which is from a valid account, though it's not being signed in the message and all that. And then there's kind of like a half 1.5 aspect, because it's on that page, which is referenced in the block through the page index, right? It's referenced in the block. So it's kind of like a 1.5 aspect. So I thought that was really fucking interesting. Whether that should be allowed or not, it might be up to the person. It's like, do you need to... does everything need to be fucking the most secure thing in the world? This isn't fucking Bitcoin. It's just a social media account. It's already probably a fucking 1,000 times more secure than... or is it, right? Twitter's so secure, right? You know, if you've been following the current events, but you've seen that. So anyway, it was a very interesting aspect he was playing on. So that's the interesting thing Jay did. Again, I'm not a huge fan, or I have to be, but he's putting shit out there. He's using the TSN, so props to him for that. You know, he's got the whole... what is the greatest game theorist ever, whatever he says, which is like, all right, I know a little bit about game theory, all right, but, you know, say, what, like, that's a common tactic. It's like, oh, you just claim that, and then anything you do, everyone picks it apart, and then, you know, they can say, oh, Jay, you know, sneezed in his video at this time, and so, but did he really just sneeze, or is that a game theoretical thing where he's like referencing it's like, you know, cough twice type of thing, and then you start listening to what he says there, which is a password to a server on the deep web or some bullshit. That's what he wants you to think, which is ridiculous. But and, you know, or like, if you presume he's the greatest, and like, he says the word pizza pie, and then Trump says the word pizza pie, and it's like, oh, you know, he's communicating with Trump, right? Okay, whatever. Nonetheless, it was interesting what he did, and he does get props for just being out there and putting out shit and contributing, and all that. I'm not trying to put the guy... or him, or them, or they, right? Is it a group? We don't know. You know, in the Satoshi sense, not in the transgender sense. But definitely put something out there today. We got to do some content, kind of dragging on. Don't want to go too long, so I think we'll wrap it up. Be back soon, I'm sure. That's all, folks.